Friends, you did it. You made it. It's day 12 of the 12 days of Christmas right here on We Like Theme Parks. You made it. Way to go. You are so festive. 12 days? Impressive. Well, friends, we're so glad you're here because Christmas is here and so are you. So thank you for joining us. And it's a tradition here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast that we do a little something, something. We have a little fun and we have something real fun this year. So ladies and gentlemen, just sit back, relax. It's time to get festive. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you A Blitmas Carol.
Time, space, reality. I observe all that transpires on this earth and every planet across time and space, but I do not, cannot, will not interfere. I am the Watcher. I only watch, hence the name, The Watcher. On this day, the Turan celebration of winter giving, we often share this whimsical holiday tale where the power of Christmas rules the day. And tonight, I am pleased to share it on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. So settle in by the fire and make yourself cozy as I read for the first and only time on Earth, A Blitmas Carol, a very Marvel story. Titan, a world split in two, one half thriving, the other bleak and desolate. It's been 7 years since its genocide, the handiwork of Thanos, an aging miser and demigod whose heart was as cold and black as the decay left on his world. Even with half the planet gone and holiday cheer at an all-time low, old Thanos hated Christmas and people, well, half of the people anyway. Our story begins as Thanos arrives at his underground headquarters located deep below his garden sanctuary. Inside, with temperatures reaching frigid lows, Nebula plots their next move.
Hi, Daddy.
Greetings, daughter.
I missed you. I missed you so much. Did you miss me?
No. Daughter, have you determined the next world that needs to be cleansed?
I sure did, Dad. It's a planet called Andrada. It's full of weirdos. Hey, Dad. Not a big deal, but I wonder, with the freezing temperatures down here, maybe we could turn on the heat. My circuit boards are starting to congeal.
Does one need heat to survive, or the fortitude of the warrior?
Right. Okay. I guess I'll thaw my parts in the lunchroom microwave. See you tomorrow, Dad.
You're leaving?
Well, yeah. It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas. A Terran celebration. It's not for our kind. Sit and continue our conquest, daughter. What do I even pay you for?
I've never been paid, but if I did, your love and respect is the only payment I'd ever need.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What was that?
Nothing.
Very well. Take leave and engage in your menial festivities, but come even earlier tomorrow.
Father, would you like to join me?
I will not partake in this trite commemoration. The galaxy still needs correcting. Besides, I'm binging Hawkeye tonight.
Yeah. Ugh, you're such a humbug, Dad.
What's with these millennials? Do you think these planets eradicate themselves? And what's a humbug?
You are, Dad. Ugh, goodbye and Merry Christmas.
I'm still not getting a humbug. If a bug was humming, then the bug must be a happy bug. I'm not happy or a bug. Furthermore, why would I even want to hum? Ugh, I'm going to bed.
With the lair finally empty and all nefarious affairs in order, Thanos makes his way to his quarters for slumber. He put on his gown and cap and crawled into bed. Suddenly, the sounds of rattling chains and faint groans bellowed through his chamber.
Oh, boogity boogity boo!
What should Thanos see? But a ghastly, ghostly-looking figure with golden horns and completely covered in chains.
Loki, is that you?
Mostly. I'm a variant, actually. The Marley variant. Turns out I made some bad life choices, hence the ghostliness, the chains, and the eternal afterlife of suffering.
Bad life choices? I don't think I understand. Together, we made great choices. Remember our famous Thanos and Loki team up?
Oh, yeah, the Siege of New York. Happy times, those. It was good fun. Well, until you choked me to death. That was kind of a bummer.
For you, it was indeed.
Yeah. Well, but now I've seen the error of my ways. I took the wrong path, but Thanos, you can still be saved. Well, in this timeline, at least.
Well, thank you for the offer, Lawfrey, son, but I'll keep steady on my path. It may be treacherous, but it will bear the sweetest of fruit.
All right, fair enough. See you later. Oh, wait, there was something I was supposed to tell you. Right, almost forgot. Tonight, you will be visited by three spirits.
Tonight isn't good. I need my 8 hours. Big day tomorrow, lots of killing and such.
Heed my words, Thanos, for your chains will be heavier than mine, and they chafe your nipples like wicked bad. See you later, skater. Boogity boo!
And poof, Loki disappeared into thin air. Thanos shrugged his shoulders, drew his bed curtains, and tucked himself in.
Hello? Who goes there?
Thanos opens up his bed curtains. His bedroom glowed a shade of purple, but Thanos showed no fear.
Who disturbs my slumber?
Take it easy, Grimace. It's just me, the ghost of Christmas past.
You're Agatha Harkness, the sorceress.
Ah, busted. I guess everybody has a side hustle these days, am I right? Take my hand. I'm gonna show you a Christmas when you were much less of a sadistic windbag. Let's go! Chop chop!
Oh, leave me. I tire of you. Literally. You're making me tired.
Come on, tall, dark, and purple. I ain't got all night.
Agatha grabbed Thanos' gigantic purple fist, and they instantly teleported to a world outside of space and reality, to a party in the cosmos.
Look familiar?
Why, yes. This is Kang's interdimensional castle. You know, Kang was sort of a mentor of mine. And look, everybody is here. Demigods and immortals from every universe. Oh, Kang threw a killer party.
Welcome to a very Kang Christmas. You know, I hate to interrupt the party, but I just wanted to raise a glass and toast my young apprentice. He doesn't smile much, but nobody loves Christmas more than this humongous elf.
Humongous?
Cheers. Cheers to my boy Thanos. Across the room, waving sheepishly, is a young Thanos wearing a Santa hat and reindeer antlers. He forces a smile and waves awkwardly.
Aw, look at you. What a punum.
I was so young and so naive.
And so festive. You were always such a dork when she was around.
When who was around?
Thanos, darling. Merry Christmas.
Hella. Joyous Terran celebration to you.
Oh, Fanny, you're such a cut-up. I'm so excited to spend the holidays with you. Just you and me, and maybe a horde of frost giants to slaughter.
Oh, Hela. She showed me how to love and how to kill. What a woman.
Oh, she's something else.
And look now, Fanny, you're standing under the mistletoe. You know what that means.
Yes, we kiss. Or fight to the death.
Oh, Fanny.
But you found a way to screw that up, didn't you, Fanny?
Hella, about the holidays, I've decided to start my conquest. Tonight.
That's delicious, my sweet, but can't it wait until after our holiday? I've been looking forward to sinking my antlers into you.
Decimating half of the galaxy's population can't wait, Hella. I'm sorry.
Thanos, how could you? Now I'm just going to have to enslave all of Asgard to fill this giant hole you've left in my heart.
Hella, I'm sorry. Wait. Damn you, Christmas!
Yikes. Looks like she's gonna cancel that couple's massage.
It was so long ago. I never felt love like that again.
You strike out with the love of your life, and then you blame Christmas? That's messed up.
I've seen enough, vile spirit.
Well, somehow, I'm not offended. Now take my hand.
Thanos grabbed Agatha's hand, and poof, he was instantly returned to his bedroom. Relieved, Thanos began to climb back into his bed, hoping this nightmare was over. But alas, His journey had just begun.
Thanos, I bid you welcome. I'm the ghost of Christmas present. Present meaning now, not present meaning that I'm your gift. Well, I mean, look at me. I suppose I am a gift. All this handsome doesn't just happen by accident. It's quite premeditated, actually.
You're Thor of Asgard, son of Odin. I know who you are.
Oh, yeah? How so? For my sterling reputation or songs of legend, perhaps?
No, I dated your sister.
Oh. Well, that just got weird. I suppose we'll just get on with it then? Yeah, okay. Here, grab my hammer.
I'd rather not, thank you.
Yes, you do. Everybody does. Don't be weird about it, man.
Fine.
Yes.
With a disgusting caress of Thor's hammer, Thanos was instantly teleported to the modest home of his daughter Nebula, where she was plugged into a socket, recharging herself.
I'm sure you know who that is.
It is... Oh, my daughter.
Whose name is?
I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue, I swear.
Starts with an N.
Namor.
Did you just say Namor? Like the Submariner?
Who?
He's the Marvel version of Aquaman, just way lamer. You really don't know your daughter's name? You suck as a dad, quite frankly.
Why is she alone? I thought she was celebrating.
She wants to celebrate, but her love and admiration for you keeps her from enjoying the magic of the holidays.
Wait, Christmas has magic?
Well, it's more of a metaphoric magic. No actual spell casting. Sorry.
Ugh.
Coming.
Nebula!
Loki!
What are you doing at home? You're supposed to be at my Christmas party. Wait, I didn't do an accent before. What are you doing at home? You're supposed to be at a Christmas party. It's quite the rager. We're doing Secret Santa and I got Odin. You come with me. You want to see his face when he opens up his gift because it's poop in a box. No joke. I didn't do the poop. The Hulk did. It's enormous and green. So perfect. Let's go.
I'm sorry, Loki. I can't. I have to stay here and further my father's conquests.
Oh, your dad is such a wet blanket. Unplug yourself and come let your hair down.
I don't have hair.
I have hair. It's beautiful hair.
Are you talking?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, but my pet, who's also my best friend, is also very sick. I need to stay home and take care of him.
Sounds like way more fun. Well, sit yourself. Tally-ho.
My daughter has a pet.
Yes, a sweet rabbit. Oh, he's just waking up.
I'm so freaking sick. And since you're so freaking broke because your daddy doesn't pay you, I can't get the freaking medicine I need to get better. I'll probably die soon, and when I do, my blood will be on your dad's hands. And probably on your floor, too. Worst Christmas ever.
Shh. Go back to sleep, my little rocket. Nebula loves you.
Fine. I was getting woozy anyways.
You see that, Thanos? Because you hate Christmas so much, your sweet rabbit is going to kick the bucket.
I thought the issue was that I didn't compensate Nebula financially for her work.
No, it's your hate for Christmas. That kills him. Ask any doctor. Ask Doctor Strange, even.
I didn't know my daughter was in such peril. Will her garbage pet perish?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Touch my hammer. Gently now.
Okay.
As if he didn't learn the first time. Thanos reluctantly places a finger on Thor's hammer, and they are instantly teleported to a graveyard.
Icky. Where are we now, Asgardian?
Thanos turns to Thor, but instead of Thor, a hideous red skulled figure in a black cloak floats at his side.
You are terrifying.
Oh, I know. Is it my Red Skull, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. What's your name, Spirit?
Red Skull.
Oh. That makes sense.
I'm also the Ghost of Christmas Future.
Yeah, right. Why have you brought me here, Red Face?
Red Skull motions towards a nearby Nebula, who weeps on a gravestone.
Oh, not you. Anyone but you.
Poor child. She lost her trash panda. I almost feel sad for her. I suppose that's how cookies break. Did I get that expression right?
Yes, the raccoon dies, but she's not talking about the raccoon.
Then who?
Nebula releases the gravestone, which reads, "Here lies Thanos." ruler, father, and humbugger.
What? Me? How?
You kind of turn into ash, but before that, you also get your head chopped off by Thor.
I was just with that guy.
Yikes.
Look at my daughter's tears over my passing. Oh, my chest hurts. Burning pain. What is this?
On Vidamar, we call it feelings.
Please, Irmar.
Oh, what did I say?
It's Boromir, but that's okay.
Oh, but what did I say?
Viramar.
Well, sorry, bro. Again.
Okay.
On Boromir, we call it feelings.
Please, spirit. I can't bear to watch my daughter weep. Her sadness is my greatest pain. I think I do have feelings. God, what am I saying?
Too little, too late, unfortunately. Your time on this world is about to expire.
Wait, spirit, please. There must be a way to reverse this horrible tragedy. I beg you.
Merry Christmas, humbug.
Red Skull reaches out to Thanos with his skeletal hands.
No, I don't want to be a humbug. I want to live and love and laugh. I want to drink eggnog and burn villages. Wait, not the last one, please. No!
Goodbye, Thanos of Titan.
Wait. I love Christmas!
And then there was darkness.
Spirit, no, please. I'm sorry. I've changed. I swear it. Please.
Thanos opens his eyes and finds that he's safe and sound in his quarters. The sun of a new day streams into his room.
I'm alive. I'm alive. A Christmas miracle. Yippee. I'm as giddy as a schoolboy.
Thanos, the giddy schoolboy, zoomed over to one. I was laughing at my own joke. Thanos, the now giddy schoolboy, zoomed over to the window and flung it open. A beautiful layer of snow conceals the wasteland of Titan. A perfect morning. Just then, a small duck waddled by Thanos' window.
You there, boy.
Boy? Up yours, pal. I'm a duck, and the name's Howard.
Pardon me, sensitive duck. What day is it?
It's Christmas morning, you Nimrod. Crawl out from under that rock and smell the gingerbread, okay?
Please, festive duck, bring me to the home of my daughter. Nebula, I did it.
You don't know where your own daughter lives? You suck as a dad. Then again, I'm off to get a Harvey Wallbang on Christmas morning, so I'm no father of the year either myself. Good luck, you dumb eggplant.
Thanos raced inside to grab his infinity glove, gleaming with all of the infinity stones. He slides the gauntlet over his hand and grinds. What?
Grinds what? I put my hand up on my hip.
Tinkering. Thanos raced inside. Thanos raced inside and grabs. What? Thank for it. Thanos raced inside to grab his Thanos raced inside to grab his infinity glove, gleaming with all of the infinity stones. He slides the gauntlet over his hand and grins widely. Meanwhile, over at Nebula's home, her and Rocket sit quietly around a pathetic Christmas tree.
I'm sorry my gifts are so lousy. I'm a little short this month.
It's okay, Rocket. I'm grateful for what I have. A sister I loathe, a sick raccoon, and a father who hardly knows I exist.
Sheesh! No wonder Terrans get drunk on Christmas. Nebula, if you could have anything in the world on Christmas, what would it be?
Anything? It would be to have my dad, Thanos, right here, right now, dressed in a Santa suit, ready to celebrate Christmas with me. He would walk in here and say,
Nebula, Merry Christmas, daughter.
Father.
I've been a fool, Nebula. It took the magic of Christmas for me to understand how much I care for you.
Father, I love you.
I think you are wonderful.
baby steps. I get it.
Thank you, daughter.
Dad, where did you get that Santa suit?
I snapped one up with this.
The stones! That's so cool, Dad.
Want to give it a try?
Do I? Pass it over.
Listen, maybe you shouldn't let her screw around with that.
Pish posh, she is the daughter of Thanos. Go ahead, monkey.
Thanks, Dad. This is the merriest Christmas ever. Here goes nothing.
God help us, everyone.
And with a snap of Nebula's fingers, Rocket was instantly killed. Thanos and Nebula laughed gleefully together. Her Christmas wish had come true, and Thanos would never again forget the love he had for his daughter. The spirit of the season burned bright within Thanos once more, thanks to the power of Christmas, a power that you could even call a superpower. I am the Watcher. I observe all that transpires, but I do not, cannot, will not interfere, except this one time to share with all Terrans this magical tale. So, from all your favorite superheroes and villains and giant-headed voyeurs, Merry Christmas from our cinematic universe to yours. And have a marvelous new year.
Ladies and gentlemen, a blipmas Christmas, applauso. This is my applauso right here. Wow, what a great time. And a fake applauso too, because, you know, I got that button. Wow, a standing O. A fantastic job. The crowd goes wild. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. What an incredible job done by our mega cast. Who you're like, who are those people? Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce first Thanos himself, the one and only Matt Yipchuk. Teacup for one. Thanos, thanks That's for me. Joining us. And hey, how about Nebula? How about Hela? That's our one and only Tinker J. What's up, Tinker J?
Merry Christmas.
And hey, Red Skull, Rocket Raccoon, and Young Thanos. Wow, like three completely different performances. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mark Rosie Rosales.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Rosie. It was amazing. Hey, we got a legitimate superstar on our hands, the Watcher. And Kang, who likes to eat? Hilarious. Nigel Downer. Nige! So great to have you.
Thanks for having me, guy.
And hey, let's not forget Loki and Thor and Howard the Duck was performed expertly by Abando. That was me.
Yeah,
I'll give myself a little pat on the back. But I think stealing the show, everyone is going to go, who's that? It was Agatha, played by my wife, Debbie. What's up, Debbie?
Woo!
Honey, you're on the show.
I know.
Your cackle was super weird. I love it. But that's you. It only took 200 of these episodes to get you on. Pretty hilarious. I was even like, honey, do you want to do this Marvel thing tonight? What did you say?
No.
No, forget it.
Your own hesitation in her response. That's amazing. Keeping it authentic. I love it.
Yeah. We did it over, it was over dishes too. I'm like, babe, can you do this thing tonight? No. I love you, honey.
Well, you said I'll ask around, but if there, I can't find anyone.
I did. Everyone's so busy. It's Christmas. Like, can you do it? No. I'm like, I guess my wife's doing it. But I knew you would be great because you're great. I just didn't want to bug you. Friends, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Can I say thank you to all of you for participating, for dropping everything in the 11th hour and just jumping in and doing this to all of you. Just an applauso to the familia, the We Like Theme Parks familia that keep coming and making things amazing.
Ooh.
Thank you. So let's just go around the horn real quick. I just want to know, this is Christmas Day. How are you guys spending your Christmas Day? Are you doing something special? Are we having a nice, safe Christmas? Let's kick things off with Rosie. Rosie, what do you got going on for the holidays?
My Christmas is a little different. My husband is a critical care flight nurse out on the coast of Oregon, so he's going to be working during this Christmas season. So it's me and my cat. But I just wanted to give a shout out to all of those healthcare workers that are still out there and like doing their thing and all of that. It's been a crazy year, but I think we're wrapping it up in a place where you know, we can just kind of like focus on our families and, yeah. and move one day at a time. And things like this, I just want to like make sure that everyone again understands how precious these are to a lot of people out there, like listeners and people who are involved, like the growing community. It's just really cool to be able to meet up in a like-minded space and just relish in that friendship, in that community, and, yeah. and not have anything other than that positivity. So it's just been really cool. And I want to say thank you to everybody who is here and involved in oh. We Like Theme Parks and We Like Theme Parks Puppets. So
thanks.
Thank you all very much and Merry Christmas.
And he got a little plug in there. Guys, check out Mark Rosie Rosales at We Like Theme Parks Puppets. Every day during the 12 Days of Christmas, Mark has dropped something, which is nutty. Poor guy, working every day. That's
it's been a blast. It's been a blast. Well, I'm just looking forward to see what happens this next coming year. You guys, we have a larger community that's been building. And look at the people who are on this podcast, on this episode alone. I mean, it's just a lot of really talented souls. I'm just really cool to be a part of it.
You know what's so special is just that having this group of people that I know are passionate about unique things in the Disney world, the Disney yeah. universe, rather.
Yeah.
And so, like, I hit up Nigel, and right away, I'm like, we're doing a Marvel Christmas Carol. He's like, yup.
It's very true. That's actually what my email said.
yeah. Nigel, what, how are you spending your holiday, Nigel? What do you got going on?
Oh, dude, I'm keeping it real chill, real yeah. safe. I'm up here in Toronto. I say that because I know you have a lot of American listeners, but
mostly.
Hey, we the North, and we are really getting hammered with COVID right now. Yeah. So I don't want to speak. I don't want to turn this into that. Yeah. I'm going to keep it super chill, family, and that's it. Like yeah. very, very minimal. All the loved ones, keeping them close. And when I say loved ones, I want to jump on the Rosie train and say I think this may be 6 months now that I've known you guys in total, but I mean very sporadically, if that.
Sure.
And it's been so amazing to meet you guys and to learn more about theme parks. This is definitely one of those things where I jumped in aggressively trying to fake the funk and just I was like, yeah, man, I know what I'm talking about. I didn't know what I was talking about. But I do now. I have a better idea now. And I'm in it, man. I'm in it to win it. And I can't wait until things are so safe that we can meet in person yes. and we can laugh and have a drink, whatever your vice is, mm-hmm. and talk about theme parks. I'm going to let you in on this right now.
Yeah.
Your boy's ready to bound. I'm ready to get it done.
Wait, I wish Miriam was here to hear it.
Yeah, I did some cosplay before for Comic Cons and fan expos up here in Toronto, but I'm ready to bound.
Well, I know that when things aren't so weird down south, I know you're going to get in on Avengers Campus ASAP.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's the first stop.
We're going to need the like Nigel review of the Avengers Campus without a doubt.
1,000%.
Oh, that'll be a two-parter for sure.
Yeah. It might be like a standard Marvel TV 6 episode. You know what I mean? Like,
and if you want to bound, Miriam will meet you down there and dress you up, buddy. Trust
yes.
me.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt. So yeah. So anyways, everybody have the safest and happiest holiday and know what's really precious to you and hold on to that. Because I think this time has really brought those things to light. And so we need to really hold on to those things and continue forward mm-hmm. with the people that we know, the people that we love, the people that see us, the people that love us.
I did. I just grabbed my wife. She's a lovely lady. Yeah, she's fine. I grab her. Matt Yipchuk, thank you, Thanos. You were so spooky. thank you for joining us. Teacup for One. Matt, we really appreciate you being here. Tell us about your holiday. What do you got going on over at Teacup for One and with your family?
Whatever I say is not going to be nearly as heartstring pulling and eloquent as what we've heard from these two passionate gentlemen. So I'll echo what Nigel said about visiting family in Toronto, small scale, love them all, appreciating those who I've met this year, many of whom are on screen, love them all as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just enjoying the holidays and trying to take in as many holiday movies and if not holiday movies, upcoming award season movies as possible to gear into Oscar season at Teacup for One, which maybe that'll be a thing. Who knows? I'm running out of content ideas. So yeah, there it is.
Good. Great. Well, hey, go check out Teacup for One. Matt's got some really cool stuff on there. Do not miss
it. I really do. Check it out.
Please check him out. And also check it because we didn't drop for Nige is BitPlay is on Prime and Ghosts on what network is Ghosts on?
Ghosts is on CBS.
CBS.
Yeah.
These are two shows you don't want to miss, especially
Freaking Good.
BitPlay is dope. You don't want to miss it. It's the best thing on Prime. I'm telling you that, right? I'm telling you face to face. It's the best thing on Prime. So go check out Nigel. Go check out Mark. Go check out Rosie. And just go check out Jeanette Tinker J because she's awesome. Yeah. Jeanette, what do you got going on for the holidays? And thanks just so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun. This is literally like, I think the first anything you could even remotely call acting I've ever done in my entire life. So, so much fun. Well, and I hope it's not apparent.
It was great. We just thrilled to have you.
So great.
For the holidays, so my in-laws are here. We have a good old time. We are hunkered down in the house. We got all the food and drink we could possibly consume, and that's all we plan on doing for the next few days. So that's where we're at. Christmas movies are playing right now, and fires are burning. So
that's all you need, friends. You just need the people you love around you. Speaking of people I love, Debbie Bond, thanks for being on the show today. That was really cool. Did she get a special applauso? Another one?
Yeah.
My wife, speaking of the microphone, honey. She's talking to me. She's like, I love you, honey. Say the mic. So what are you doing for the holidays? I hope it's moi.
Yeah, of course.
So gross. Mistletoe. What are our holiday plans? Do we want to share it with our friends, our listeners at home?
I think every year is the same. Christmas Day, we'll wake up with the kids, and then we would open the present for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
They would open one and be like, ooh, what's this? And they play for a little bit.
And then they're interested in the box and the wrapping paper. It's
We have to get them to open up the next one. And then we have to then take a break because it's been too long.
And then somebody has something the other person likes, and there's a fight. It's just how it works, you know. But that's cool. And what else?
I love how you have the script down already. It's already expected.
Yeah, right? It's kind of the way it goes. And then we order Chinese food.
Yes.
That's what we usually
do.
Nice.
Yeah.
My favorite part. Awesome.
We did order a turkey for, we have some family coming on Boxing Day. We ordered, no joke, you can order like full turkey dinners now. Why do it yourself? Save the time, spend the money. It's just going to show up. It's going to arrive hot and ready. So full turkey with all the trimmings. What was it?
Like stuffing, longos? Two sides.
So that's our holidays. We're just going to chill out at home, right?
That's it.
Maybe there's a makeout. Maybe there isn't. Yeah.
I just wanted to ask if Jeanette is making anything special. I know that you like to cook. Are you making anything special?
Cooking? Yeah. I mean, I cook a lot more on Thanksgiving because that's usually just me cooking. But I am. I made a chocolate tart and we do prime rib, but that's usually not that's the family.
Yeah.
But I make homemade cranberry sauce. All the time.
Ding. Nice. That sounds good. Yeah.
Green beans, almondine. It's just green beans and almonds.
It just sounds fancy. Almondine. Ooh. You say like green beans and almonds, doesn't sound as cool.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Well, friends, just a big thank you again for joining us today. And if you're listening and joining us, hey, have a great Christmas, a safe Christmas with the ones you love. And thanks for being with us. 12 episodes. Wow. And as far as the show goes, we'll see you on New Year's, and then we're taking our break for a few weeks and gearing up for 2022. We got a lot of fun, including the Villains League final featuring the very own Nigel Downer, who will be representing the Disnerdy Comedians division. We're really excited about that, going up against our own Miriam Kenley. And I want to wish, it's really exciting.
That's a big final, right? Is anyone else like genuinely feeling tense? Like,
I can't wait. That could go either way.
Miriam does not like to lose at anything. She's never lost Queen of the Castle. And she's undefeated at Villains League. So I'm excited and pumped for the finals. Don't miss it, friends. And don't miss, we like theme parks in the new year. So please check out all the friends who hung out with us today. Check us out in the new year. And if you haven't checked out all 12 episodes of the 12 Days of Christmas, please do. It's full of holiday fun that's going to get you through till New Year's, believe me. Because I know you're snowed in, or you're stuck with family, and you can't go anywhere. And you're like, well, I've already watched a Christmas Vacation 3 times. What do I do now? Boom, we got content for you. I'm trying to end on a sweet note, and I keep just like selling stuff. Guys, a very merry and happy Christmas to each and every one of you out there. Thank you for being a part of our community. We love you, and we wish you a safe and happy holiday from all of us, not just me, Mark, and Miriam, but our entire family here at We Like Theme Parks. Have a very merry Christmas. Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Bye.
Bye. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Holy Christmas.
Happy New Year.